This goes to Dr. Prouty, Prouty, fax 989-875-3732. Regarding Dwayne, it's D-W-A-I-N. Rippey, it's R-I-P-P-I-E. Date of birth, October 19th, 1954. Dear Dr. Prouty, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Rippey with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, and atrial fibrillation. His last visit was October 3rd of 2022. He's gained about 4 pounds over the last 6 months, but reports that he's been feeling well with very good appetite, no nausea or vomiting, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. He states that blood sugars are well controlled, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema. Medication list is reviewed. He's on a low-dose lisinopril, 5 milligram daily, also bisoprolol, 5 milligram twice a day. He's anticoagulated with Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day. Also, I want to highlight chlorthalidone, 25 milligram twice a day, and potassium, 20 mil equivalents once daily, in addition to other routine medications. Physical examination, weight 238 pounds, and blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff was 116 over 62. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart appears regular currently, no murmur or rub. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done February 22nd of 2023. Creatinine is 1.7, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 43. Albumin 4.5, calcium 9.2. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 3.4. Hemoglobin is 13.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease, no indication for dialysis. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, diabetic nephropathy. 4, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and he is anticoagulated with Eliquis, and he's also on bisoprolol for rate control. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.